there seems to be a lot of fear. There have been controlled explosions. People are so scared now because they have found different explosives in different locations. So there's a lot of fear, unrest within the community, according to the information that we have. There are lone suicide bombers out there. And then there's also news that there's going to be a second attack. So a lot of fear, and it's very sad because, you know, in May, it's going to be 10 years since the end of the war. And for the past 10 years, even though religious issues and liberty violations, it was never this tensed, and security and the level of fear has not been this high. It almost feels like we are going back into the past now.
How are the Christians responding to this?
The Christians are responding well, I must say. They're responding with an attitude of forgiveness, reconciliation, and trying to see how they can move past this. And also we are encouraging that. It calls for a message of forgiveness and love and peace and harmony right now. That's what we experienced from Jesus, isn't it? We experienced grace and forgiveness, and we continue to experience grace and forgiveness. And that is the core of what we believe. That is our faith. That is the very reason the Christians are continuing to respond that way. And we will encourage them to continue to respond that way. That's what we really intend to do, to break the cycle of violence and to counter violence, to counter hate.
I read today one reason why the hotels were targeted is because they were holding Christian services and Easter meals. Is that true, do you know?
That's what the media reports are saying, but I'm not too sure whether that is the sole reason or not. But the hotels are also high tourist points. We are responding to the emergency situation, looking at immediate medical needs, looking at those who have been injured, seeing what can be done, so looking at how these families can be supported, livelihood needs, and then also thinking about trauma counseling, psychosocial support, and to rebuild the communities, rebuild the families, rebuild the victims who have been affected, and restore. Those are all very difficult things to do, but that is our hope, and that is what we are trying to do and how we are trying to move forward.
How would you like us to pray for you and for Sri Lanka?
You can continue to pray for the victims. There are some families where the parents have passed away and only the children are left. There are some families where the whole family has deceased. Pray for comfort and strength. And then we need to also pray for the leadership of our country to take appropriate action and to respond well in the situation. Then we need to also pray for the people involved in this work, in the ministry, to make sure that God gives us strength and wisdom in this time to do what is necessary, to act responsibly, and to be who He wants us to be in the community. And last but not least, to pray for Sri Lanka as a country, that we will be able to emerge out of this and only come out stronger. I think in one sense, Sri Lanka is responding in a united manner. In the majority of the situations, the response is as united Sri Lanka. So that is good.